It's Financial Freedom Friday, and on this episode of the Passive Real Estate Investing with Mavericks podcast, we are going to compare investing in deals versus funds.
Hey Mavericks, this is Ava Baukamp, and this episode of Passive Real Estate Investing with Mavericks is brought to you by Legacy Impact Investors. We are an industrial investment firm located in cash flow country, the Midwest. We strive to shield off risk and beat inflation, all while producing predictable cash flow. We curate real estate investment opportunities for busy professionals and other real estate investors seeking passive income. To learn more about what we do and connect with me, go to www.legacyimpactinvestors.com.
Maverick, noun, unusual person, a visionary, leader, go-getter, an independent thinker. They see the vision for their life and pull that future towards them with an unyielding belief that things can and must be better. They achieve what most won't. Innovative, influential, daring, and direct, with a remarkably high tolerance for taking calculated risk. A foe to the status quo. This is Passive Real Estate Investing with Mavericks. Your host, Neil Timmons, has been involved with over $300 million in real estate transactions. He's a published author, commercial property investor, and real estate syndicator. This show is for those who want to learn how to earn passive income through real estate investing. Now, here's your host, Neil Timmons.
Welcome to the Passive Real Estate Investing with Mavericks podcast, where we provide you with actionable steps to grow your passive income and become job optional. It's Financial Freedom Friday, and I'm here with Neil Timmons. During this episode, you are going to learn about investing in deals versus funds. For those of you who are new, I'm your host, Ava Baukamp, and I love to educate investors about passive income from real estate. Before I open up today's episode, I want to ask you for a small favor. If you like what you're hearing, please give us a thumbs up or subscribe to the show so that you never miss a viable episode. And if you love what you're hearing, please give us a written review. Also, be sure to take a look at the description of this episode as we have it packed with thousands of dollars in free resources. All right, Neil, it's another Financial Freedom Friday. It's a new year, 2024. How are you doing?
Doing great. This is a fun conversation. I'm excited to talk about this because it comes up every so often. Somebody asks me about this, so it's going to be a fun one just to chat about.
Yeah, we've heard more rumblings about funds, fund of funds, and so we wanted to do a dedicated episode to talk about this particular topic. Before we get into deals versus funds, I wanted to kick off our episode with a quick reminder, just kind of a good frame and reset for you as a passive investor in 2024. Your goal is always to align the investments that you choose with your personal goals, with your risk tolerance, with your time horizon. And any deal that you invest in should help you achieve those particular goals. It should align with those things that you've set out for yourself individually, because every investor has a different risk tolerance. They have different time horizons. They're in a different stage of life. Sometimes it can come down to factors like you have kids in college, or you're heading into retirement, or maybe you have a young family. And so all of those life factors will play into the types of deals that you choose to invest in. And then from there, you can narrow it down to select an operator, market, specific asset class. But always keep those big three in mind: your personal goals, your risk tolerance, and your time horizon. And so from there, Neil, we're going to talk about investing in deals versus funds. So why don't you kick us off with, what do we mean by deal? What does that look like for a passive investor?
Well, a deal can fall into one of two categories, if you will: a single asset deal or a multiple asset deal, meaning typically a portfolio that's getting purchased. But it's a deal, meaning that you have all the deal specific, where the property is, you know all the numbers, you know who the tenant is, or who the tenants are, if it's a multi-tenant commercial property or retail or industrial, whatever it may be. You have all the particulars. You know exactly what it is. You know the exact time horizon, at least the intent of the time horizon that the general partner is putting in place to go, here's what our plan is, here's what we're going to do, and here's our time frame to execute on that. You've got all the details. So that's what it looks like in a specific deal. You know, in a portfolio, it just means there's more properties, right? There's three self-storage buildings. There's three apartments, whatever it happens to be, or we're buying a package of, we're buying an industrial park, not just an industrial property. There's more things that go into it, but you've got all the details on a deal. Yeah.
I think that's probably one of the defining features of a single asset or a portfolio of properties is, as a passive investor, this is where you're going to get the most amount of visibility, the most amount of clarity into that particular property, into its cash flow, into its expenses, into underwriting, into lending and insurance. All of those kinds of nitty-gritty details are going to be presented to you most clearly in a particular property or in a package of properties. And so what that means for you as a passive investor is it's much cleaner for you to be able to evaluate the risk assumed with that particular property or that particular set of properties based on the business plan, based on the assumptions, the underwriting, and it will be much simpler for you to line up, generally speaking, your goals, your risk, and your time horizon with one property or a set of properties, because in this kind of structure, you get to ask the operator, the general partner, lots of questions. They're going to give you plenty of details about that particular property, and you're going to have investment minimums that range, if it's a single asset, 50 to 100,000. Sometimes with a portfolio, you'll get higher investment minimums. That's not a hard and fast rule. So that's some of the pros of a single asset portfolio. Neil, let's talk a little bit about a fund. I've heard lots of people talking about funds, fund of funds on social media. It seems to be getting a little bit more buzz and chatter. So for those listeners who aren't familiar with a fund, what is a fund?
Are you a passive real estate investor seeking financial freedom? Well, today's market's unique and it's ever-changing. Now is the time to get educated on how to strategically invest in commercial real estate for long-term financial freedom. Grab your copy of How to Passively Invest in a Changing Economic Environment. Go to www.mavericksinvest.com. Yeah, so a fund is, you're investing in a strategy. Certainly an operator, yes, but an operator with a strategy. So for example, it would be, we're going to raise X tens of millions of dollars and we're going to be buying, make up an asset class, it doesn't even matter, mobile home parks in these four states here in the north, right? Specific, there's deal defining criteria. These are the types of things we're looking for, an operator might say, in order to raise their money for a fund. So it's getting very specific in terms of what it is that they're going after, their objectives that they're looking to accomplish. It doesn't necessarily mean they're going to accomplish. It doesn't necessarily mean that all the money that they raise would even get deployed. We saw that in 2023, is that a bunch of people had funds coming into 2023. They had a strategy and they couldn't find properties to fill their fund, to meet the objectives to fill the fund. So in that case, it just winds up, money gets sent back or never gets called in the first place. But that's what it looks like, is there a specific objective. The difference between the two, a fund and a deal, would be like a deal might be Apple stock. A fund might be a mutual fund that invests in tech companies. That would be the difference between those two. So you're investing in ultimately in a manager with a track record, with objectives to go, here's how we're going to accomplish the plan.
Would it be fair to say, if I'm an investor and I'm looking at investing in a fund, if I place an investment, that doesn't mean they've actually gone out and acquired or put under contract any properties yet. It's really me investing in that operator. And from there, once they have enough funds, then they're going to go out and shop and start looking for properties versus a specific deal. The operator's done all of that work on the front end already. They've gone through underwriting. They've probably killed multiple deals at that point. They've really got it narrowed down to that one or three properties. And that's what you're actually looking at versus a fund. You're making an investment. And then after you make that investment, the operator is going to go out and start looking for properties to buy that meet that criteria.
You got it. And when we say making an investment in a fund, really what that means is making a commitment to make an investment in the fund. Ultimately, once you make that commitment, what you just said, that operator is going to go out, shop, find a deal. When they have a deal they want to move forward on, they will call down what's called call down the capital. they'll reach out. There's a formal, I mean, it's as simple as an email or text or call to go, hey, we've got one. We're moving forward. Now I need X number of dollars of your commitment to move forward and close on this property.
And so if you're an investor in that particular type of fund structure, you don't get a choice to say whether or not you submit those funds once they make that call, even though you didn't necessarily have the chance to review that particular property. Would that be accurate?
Yep, that's accurate. Now there's
nuance.
It's so nuanced. What happens if I don't want to do that? What happens if my personal situation changes? You know, the operating agreement, all the agreements that you've signed up for to move forward, control all that. But you're correct. Your question is relative. Do I get to review that deal? No. You may be able to ask questions. It depends on your partner, your operator who's doing that. But you're investing ultimately in the objectives of that fund and putting your faith and trust in that operator to do that. One of the things that relative to the investment is you make a commitment to invest, and then they have a defined period of time to call down your capital, to call down that investment. Sometimes it's 6 months, sometimes it's a year, sometimes it's 2 years. So that's one of those questions you want to have a clear understanding in when you're going to go invest in a fund is, you know, how long is this open for that you're going to call down my money? And at the end of that defined period of time, whether they've used all that investment you've committed to or not, that's it. Unless there's a change, that's all that's going into that particular fund. If the operator wants to go do something else in the future, it's ultimately a creation of a new fund.
And you could see how having a shorter or more extended timeline could bring up some potential changes. For example, interest rates. I can imagine if you had a fund that was open, they had a 2-year window, say, to call down funds, and you have interest rates move in a dramatic fashion, that could have a serious impact for you as an investor on the total investment and that timeline because of the long window and what can change.
There's no doubt about that. You know, the funds, speaking of timelines, funds tend to have longer lives than individual deals. That's one thing to be cognizant of. And for you, the audience, our intention of this conversation is just to provide some education. There are pros and cons to everything in life. And it's just a function of what you said, Ava, aligning your objectives with the investment vehicle you choose to utilize.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Well, I think that's a great note to end this particular episode on, where we've covered deals, either single asset or a package of properties versus a fund. For you as an investor to remember that any investment is about matching up your goals to the investment itself. And that really starts with finding an operator that you trust, whether that's for a fund or for a single particular property. And from there, then you can narrow it down. It's a function of right market, right property, right business plan, right thesis, and always taking it back to what are your goals? What's your risk tolerance? And what's your time horizon? Because if you keep those three things in mind, that will help cut out a lot of noise and help you make hopefully wise investment decisions rolling into 2024.
To our listeners, pat yourself on the back. You guys have made it to the end of the show, and most people never finish what they start. If you receive value from today's show, be sure to share it on LinkedIn, your Facebook page, or your social media platform of choice. Subscribe to never miss a valuable episode in the future. And if you found value in today's episode, give us a thumbs up with a positive review. If there's a particular topic you'd like to hear about, well, I want to hear from you. Shoot me a message on LinkedIn. The link to my profile is below in the show notes. You can connect with me there for more valuable content.